It's episode 195, the Cruise Dudes Podcast.
Welcome to the Cruise Dudes Podcast with your hosts, Tommy Allison and Scott Andrews. We celebrate the cruise vacation lifestyle. Got your passport and cruise card ready? Welcome aboard to our show.
Everyone, welcome to episode 195 of the Cruise Dudes Podcast. Hello there, Scott.
Hello, Tommy.
How you doing today?
Oh man, that recording, I think it was like it was high. I could barely hear things now. My ears are ringing so much.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, but that's all right.
Is it because you haven't been recording? Or is it your ears? No,
it was just the music was so loud. I was like,
good. Wake you up this morning.
It did wake me up.
You awake.
Well, we were dormant for about a month.
Yeah. We were, I was cruising.
Even after that, we were all dormant for really a month. This was our summer month. Cruising starts spring. After this.
Well, yeah, cruising starts anytime.
Well, we'll cover that soon.
Absolutely. So what's going on, buddy?
Well, I'm going to talk to you about the Caribbean Princess.
It's an older
ship. So I'm going to be asking you the real questions. It's older, yes, but does it compare to the other sisters?
Oh, yeah.
We'll be covering all of that, won't we?
Yeah, man, we have some cruise happenings, and we have some, some news about us. We're going to talk about our upcoming cruises. So, hey, guys, let's get this show started, okay?
Let us go!
Mid-roll that we have here. I like that.
I think it's been going on for like 8 years.
I just love that.
Okay, just keep on going. It's going down.
It's off.
Okay, now let's talk.
Yes. Absolutely. Let's talk about what's going on on the Cruise Dudes Podcast.
Let's cover
episode 195.
195, yes. We're almost to 200. Our last podcast was about a month ago, April 1st. Then between now and then, you went on your cruise.
Yes.
But then we actually took a month off.
We did.
We needed a month because now, starting in June, we are cruising every single month except for December until May on three different cruise lines, on many different ships. It's going to be different class of ships. This is going to be pretty neat. We're actually going places we haven't gone before, too.
Yeah. So why don't you want to start off first with what you're going to be doing?
Well, first, let's start off and give our condolences to John.
Oh, yes. All right. You're transitioning over. No, that was a cool, neat transition. Let's talk about that first one first.
Yeah.
We want to send out our condolences to John Hild. He is the Carnival Cruise Line ambassador.
Yes.
And this week he lost his mother. And he's been sharing throughout the last few weeks his time spending time with her, and I believe in hospice or in the hospital. And it's just been quite comforting to watch somebody as a a child watching and caring for their parent, and it's been quite amazing to watch his faithfulness and his just caring for his mother in her final days. And I was amazed on the outpouring
over 20,000.
Yeah, from all the people who follow him on social media. And on Facebook alone, he had over 20,000, condolences and
from all over the world.
And it was just quite heartening to see that come out, because when people are on social media and they're sharing their heart, it's pretty hard. Sometimes you get a lot of people that get kind of weird and stuff like that, but and you have to have some thick skin out there, because people will say some weird stuff. But it was really cool to see people actually sharing their heart, because he shared his heart. We wish him well.
Like for us over the past month is something else too. Your stepmom.
Yep. My stepmother passed away.
Yeah. And my daughter, Dylan, she knew Grandma Pat, but because she was so young, she remembers stories. She remembers, little things like that.
Glimpses
and stories. Mm-hmm. But she really remembered Kay.
Right.
And she actually reached out. This is on our side. We're transitioning to our death in the family. but she reached out to Kelly over at USC on that side of the family. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, those are the younger kids who remember this. And then mm-hmm. you lost your dad a year ago.
Yeah, it's been
lost my mom almost a year ago from where your dad passed away. So it's,
we've seen a lot of generations pass away.
And we're the ones now stepping up. John, myself, you, we're the generation now stepping up.
We're the new generation.
Yeah.
We're the new last generation.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay, so keep yourself healthy. We have a couple more shows to do.
Oh, I know. Okay, so.
All right. So,
let's talk about cruising.
Yeah, let's talk.
All right, let's change it a little bit. So, cruising. Now, the first cruise I was going to take was going to be on the Luminosa.
Okay.
And that was from Carnival, the ship that was purchased. They didn't change a thing on it. It's like...
Well, they did change the hull.
They changed the hull, but if you look inside, I don't know if they did it, but like the other Italian ships... Guy's Fury is actually blue and white. They have some different things on these ships. That ship was coming over from Australia, and it was supposed to stay here in Southern California. Well, it's not. It's actually going back to Australia, so I decided to jump off of that cruise and go on to the Royal Princess.
Okay, but the Luminosa right now is up in Alaska.
Yes, it is.
It came from Australia to Alaska and going back to Alaska at the end of that Alaska season, cruise season up there.
Yes.
It was supposed to come down to Los Angeles, but we haven't heard any additional news about that yet, when it might come back.
I don't think it's going to. Because in May 2024, that's another cruise I'm doing, is the Formosa? No, what is that one? Forenza.
Forenza.
The Forenza is coming to California, and it's staying.
There we go.
I think what happened was they booked, because when they announced that ship was coming here, mm-hmm. I booked my cruise. I booked it on Alaska. Yep. And then when I found out it was going back, I did arrangements, canceled it. Now I'm going on the Breeze and some other things. But I don't think it could really cancel all those cruises. That's a lot of revenue.
They make deals with those passengers and say, hey, listen, we'll give you future cruise credits. We'll give you future onboard credit. There's a lot of different things they can do.
I think they just did the Alaska and then shooting back.
Yeah. So, this is a pretty exciting to have a different cruise line ship coming to California.
Forenza.
Yeah, ooh, exactly.
And I saw pictures. No,
It's a very beautiful ship. Now, I know it's a sister ship to the Luminosa.
Yes.
And I saw, I'm following somebody on TikTok that is on the Luminosa right now.
For $100, I was going to be on that cruise.
This person is having a great time.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think they just started yesterday, which is Saturday. Today is May 21st, right? Yep, May 21st. They boarded yesterday. So they're excited about their cruise and looking forward to watching what they're doing on there. And so, yeah, you know what's really cool? Again, another thing about social media. The good thing about social media is you can actually like search, hey, Carnival Luminosa in Alaska, and you'll find videos, and especially on TikTok, now, and also Instagram Live, you'll find people that are actually on those ships right now, and you can follow them and watch what's going on.
So, hey, and if you guys want, we have our TikTok now up.
Follow us. Yeah. By the way, I want to talk about our social media,
but wait,
just for a moment.
No, we're not switching yet. Oh, my God. He just pulled a Scotty.
Yeah, I know.
All right, we're going to go for cruising, then we'll go to social media.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so we're on the Luminosa.
All right.
You want to jump onto the Luminosa right now, you still can. There's still openings to do it.
Okay. Now,
the Forenza, let me tell you something about that ship.
Okay.
It's coming. That ship has kind of like the Havana Suites that the Panorama and that class of ships.
Got it.
But they're calling them the Traverse or something, but I got those rooms, and it still is kind of like that same thing where you have your own pools.
So it has a ship within the ship.
You're basically in the suburbs, and then you got to go to the city for food. That's what I call it.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
it's
this is a concept that
Prince or all of them are doing now.
They're really doing, yeah. Yes, exactly. These special areas.
Well, the Luminosa has it.
Yeah.
It's the Traverse or something, but it's not the Havana Suites. It's completely different. It's more of an Italian name for the three ships that they have.
Well, you can find that out and get back to us about that.
I will do it.
Yeah, absolutely. That's fine. So you are going to Alaska in June.
Right.
And that's fine. Yeah.
I'm going on the Royal Princess.
Okay, that's why I wanted you to make your announcement.
Now, remember, we went on the Royal Princess how many years ago? When did it come to California? It was like, what?
We went on it.
6 years ago?
I went on it
I think
before the pandemic.
Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah, I did.
When you put the cucumbers on your eyeballs.
That's right.
And you had a mimosa in your hand. You're double fisting.
That was that one. Yeah, thanks. I didn't remember that, but you remembered the cucumbers on my eyes.
You know what? I'm going to post that. I got the picture.
Go ahead. I don't care.
He was eating them.
I don't care.
It was so awesome. But we haven't been on that ship for so many years, and that was the first class of that ship, wasn't it?
Royal class. Regal class.
And so
I think the Regal came out.
What was it? Regal? Was the Regal come out? Did it come out first?
I believe it came out first. It was the Regal class. The Regal,
not Regal class, Royal class.
Yeah, Royal class, but the Regal
came out first.
I believe first because it was, the godparents are the crew of the Love Boat.
Oh, okay. So
TV show.
Now on the Royal, the reason why I picked it for Alaska was the Luminosa is great. It's a great ship, but it wasn't going to Glacier Bay. And then Royal Princess, just like everybody out there, you get the best deal. Mm-hmm. The Royal Princess came out with their Premier package.
Premier package.
And so
Princess Premier.
Plus, the balcony rooms was actually cheaper than the Luminosa. So I decided to jump on that and transfer my money from Carnival to another date. But I took that money I spent and spent more.
That's all right.
But this one is going to Glacier Bay. And
yes.
That's the one thing that I missed about these cruise lines is the ships are getting so big. Even some of the Royal class ships are a little bit bigger. They're longer. Mm-hmm. They can't get into Glacier Bay. And that's what's really, it's unfortunate, but the Royal can. So we're going through Glacier Bay. We're going through the regular, you know, the regular
The three regular stops.
Regular stops, but I am so looking forward.
So where are you flying to?
We're flying to Seattle. And, oh, this is what we're doing.
And then you, go ahead.
Well, this is something that a lot of people are trying to figure out. When you fly into Seattle, I got to get a rental car, right?
Yeah.
And then you got to get an apartment or Airbnb or something like that.
Yeah.
And then you got to figure out, how am I going to drop everybody off, drop the car off, and get back to the ship? Am I right?
Yep, that's a deal or deal.
Yeah, so we figured this one out.
Okay.
It's a no-brainer, and I was like, wait a minute, why didn't I think about this before? Because I'm sure when I say it to you, you're going to be like, wait, yes, that's what you do. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're getting a car from Hertz,
mm-hmm.
and we have Airbnb in Green Lake. So
okay.
I could go to Beth's, and my daughter could go to Washington University and check out for master's. Then we're going from the Green Lake area. We are going to drop the kids off at the ship. I'm going to drive back to the airport, drop off the car, and then take the shuttle from Princess to the ship.
There you go.
And you do that. You could actually arrange it. It's $30. So all I do is drop off the car, jump on the shuttle. My bags are already at the ship with my kids.
Yep.
And I take the shuttle back from the airport.
Sounds good.
For $30.
I like that. I got to do the same thing.
I think you, I mean, so, a lot of people don't realize that you could do this. You're trying to figure it
now,
out.
Now, is the shuttle?
It's a bus.
It's a bus.
Yeah.
Okay. And so do you have to wait for other people to board?
Yes, but I did it before.
Is it kind of like ongoing?
It's ongoing. They have three shuttles that leave between a certain amount of time.
Okay.
And you make your reservations with Princess. They won't leave you because they have your name on a list.
Yeah.
You just go get your, you know, jump on the bus and they'll take you there.
Sounds good.
And then going back, you're already registered and you could jump on that shuttle to take you right back to the airport.
Perfect.
So if you're looking for something like that, all cruise lines do it. I know Carnival does it. I know Princess does it. I'm sure all the other cruise lines do it. I know Royal does it. So take a look at it and mm-hmm. see what you got.
Excellent.
Now that was June. That's the first part of June. And then when I on the plane, you get on, wait, no, when I land in Seattle, you get on a plane to go to your place.
Yeah, yeah. So June, you're going to go to Alaska.
Right.
I'm going on my 40th wedding anniversary cruise, and we decided to do the big deal. And so we are flying to Southampton, England. And we are going to be boarding the Sky Princess for a 2-week cruise on the Sky Princess to Norway.
What ports?
I can't even tell you.
Oh my god!
I get. I booked four different excursions. I got two more. I want to get. I'm kind of hoping I get. Yeah, we're going, and we actually have a stop in Belgium, I found out. So we're going to get some Belgium chocolate. We're looking forward to 2 weeks of total relaxation.
Now, does this one go to like Stonehenge and all that?
No, this one, this is totally going, this is only going to Norway and
the fjords. Right?
And the fjords, yeah. Oh, so we're looking so forward, beautiful. We're looking forward to seeing all the fjords. And this is called the Land of the Midnight Sun Cruise.
It is.
And there's a possibility also that we will also see the Northern Lights on this cruise. And it can happen, doesn't always really happen a lot during this time of the year, but it could happen. And and people have had that experience. So we're looking forward to a possibility, hopefully, the Northern Lights. It'd be awesome. But we're going to be celebrating on June 25th, our wedding anniversary, our 40th wedding anniversary on the Sky Princess. We already got massages booked. We got Crown Grill books.
How about your nails? Because I know you like to go see the ladies.
You know, I'm going to do that before the cruise.
Are you going to get it colored?
No, I'm not going to get my nails colored.
Hey, that's a new thing for guys. What color would you get? If you did, what color? See, he's calm. He's quiet. Come on, you know, it's a whole woke thing. What color would you get?
Ocean blue.
Ocean blue for princess. The princess blue. But Norway, incredible stop. My son went there with my brother for the, it was for the Nobel Peace Prize for physics, I think. Yeah.
Fun.
My brother was speaking there, so he was able to go. And, okay, what does my son look like? He has long blonde hair.
Well,
right?
I can tell you some stories about what your son looks
like. Okay, but he has long blonde hair, blue eyes, and he's tall.
Oh yeah, he looks like a Norwegian. Yeah, he does look a little.
He's like, he goes, Dad, I loved it there. Everybody thought I was from there.
Yeah, yeah. It's a beautiful country. We've
and the fjord. Yeah, the fjord. Oh my God, you're going to be incredibly just. You're not going to want to come home.
Well, honestly, yeah, maybe so.
You're just,
I'm. You know what? I might just be.
Oh my gosh, you're just going to be.
Yeah, we have like 8 or 9 stops on this cruise. It's pretty crazy.
Just walk around. You don't even need excursions.
We're going to a musical concert and dinner.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So we're visiting a classical music museum as well.
That is going
to
be awesome.
Yeah. So you go to the museum, then you go to the concert, and then you go for dinner. Isn't that pretty wild? I mean, I've never done something like that before. And so, yeah, that was cool.
Is the land of classical music. You have Bach, you have Beethoven. Well, you have all these people that...
That was Bach and Beethoven or more like Germany.
European.
Yeah, European. I'll give you that.
Let me go back on that. We're in the United States. Okay. Classical music in the United States.
There is no classical music in folk music and everything like that.
Yes, you're going to Europe.
The birth of classical music.
The birth of, they were all going crazy and they came up with some great music.
Yes, absolutely.
Just take some more of that medicine.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking forward to.
Snuff things?
I don't know.
Oh, that was medicine.
I don't know. I'll just tell you, we booked this cruise and we've been sitting on it. We've been quiet about it. We booked this cruise last year and we just said, hey, we got to do something crazy and fun and stuff like that. And so
you guys are going to have a blast. And it's your
40th. Married 4 years, so I have to do something crazy and fun.
So any cruiser out there, he's going to be on the Sky Princess in June.
June 17th, we board it.
Send Tom something to his room. Happy 40th. I want that place decked out. I want flowers. I want champagne. I want them to walk in and go, oh, my God. And so, you know, your wife will think it was from you.
That's right.
And now people are going to send it, and there's going to be notes. This is not from your husband.
I'll post on social media everything. So you got to follow me starting June 17th.
Yeah. Follow both of us. You're going to follow our Instagram, our TikTok.
TikToks and everything like that.
Now we're on YouTube. Well, we're going to get the social
media. We're always on YouTube, but we've...
Oh, no.
Yeah, but
okay.
More things.
Let's go to July now.
Okay.
July, I'm hitting the Navigator of the Seas again. And also in September, September, I'm hitting Navigator of the Seas because the last time I was on it, I hit all the eateries.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still putting those videos together to get them out. You saw all the hamburgers. You saw all of the live shots. I have some still clips.
More food.
The restaurants were incredible. You have the Asian-style restaurant on top of the ship that looks over everything. Incredible views. We already covered that. The next time I'm on it, we're covering the entertainment in July. So that one's great. That's the Navigator, not the Norwegian of the seas. It's the Navigator of the Seas by Royal Caribbean.
I dare you to wear that hat.
Oh, you know what? I will.
Okay.
You know I'll wear it. And then, so in August, where are you going?
I'm going to Alaska.
On?
The Discovery Princess. And I'm going with two of my friends from England who've never been to Alaska before. And this is their first time.
This Mouse Tom, Body, right?
Michelle and Tom. Michelle does the podcast Disney Dream Girls. So Michelle and her husband are wonderful, great friends, and we've spent time together. We were just recently in Vegas together for Christmas, and so they are coming out to Los Angeles for a couple of days, and then they're going to join us and fly up with us to Alaska for our 7-day cruise, and this is just the traditional Alaskan cruise from Seattle round trip.
But this is the Discovery. This is
the last of the Royal Class ships.
To show them.
Yes, absolutely.
Because it has all the... What people really don't understand about these different classes of ship, they're like, oh, I'm on the Royal, and then it's going to be the same on the Discovery. No.
The different ships in the class. There are different ships. Yeah, they're different.
They tweak them.
They add things.
And so it's
going to be wonderful. We're looking forward to this so much.
I try to convince him to go in July with me.
Well, you know, Michelle's still actually in school teaching. Or no,
I am too, but still.
It's different in England.
I posted something on our Instagram, and she's like, oh, I'm going with Tom. I said, I think you should do a pre-cruise and jump on the Royal ship with us in July. And her comment was, okay, we're spending way too much already.
I'm sure you guys
are going to Disneyland.
We're going to meet them up for one day because they're doing 2 days, a Sunday and a Monday. So we will only go on Sunday for a little while and see them.
And then, our next cruise, like I said, guys, we're cruising every single month until next May. And we'll cover the rest in fall.
Okay.
But the next cruise to end the summer with would be September. And that's, again, the Navigator of the Seas. We're finishing up. And then we could do a whole rundown of what the Navigator of the Seas holds.
So Scott is going to put together a multifaceted...
That one's going to be all the activities.
He's going to have some amazing information to bring back and share on the show, and then also on social media, and also on the YouTube channel. So don't miss it.
You can't do the Flow Rider, ice skating, rock climbing.
You can't do it all in one cruise. You got to do multiple cruises.
Every cruise line is that way. You can't do it all.
Yep. You got to go back.
The virtual room on that one too. It's going to be interesting.
The virtual reality room?
Yeah, they have like a... Yeah, it's going to be...
AR.
I don't know if I'm going to hit my head on it thinking I could open up the balcony wall, but it's okay.
We'll see what happens. Okay. By the way, we're talking about social media and everything like that.
Keep in line with phone calls and data and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Starlink this week announced that 150 plus cruise ships and counting around the world are set to use Starlink in helping to make their passengers' travel experience even more enjoyable. So I'm excited about that because you know what? Starlink is coming to all the Carnival brands, Princess, Holland America, Seabourn, And on and on. And also on Royal Caribbean. And that one's already done.
It's so fast.
And so, yeah. And talk about speed, okay? One of the things that they're claiming is that you're going to be able to do online gaming. Not only streaming, but online gaming. So online gaming takes a lot of data because you're not only playing the game, people put on headsets, and they chat, and they also video broadcast themselves with it. And so that takes a lot of data and you know, just and bandwidth to do. And this is exciting stuff to be in the time and age where we could be able to do this sort of thing is amazing. There was a guy I was reading on Twitter that he works for Google, and he has to usually do Zoom calls and everything like that. Well, he decided to go on vacation. He set up his cabin on the cruise ship to look like his normal Zoom call location at home, and was able to do his job. And they had no idea he was on a cruise ship.
Well, and, let me tell
and,
you.
And he didn't even mention, hey, where he was or anything like that. They don't.
It's
you know,
so fast
you know,
he's, now.
Yeah, it's just amazing.
And you don't have to sit there and go, okay, it's 3 a.m. I could upload something now because right. Nobody's on it.
Right.
On the Navigator of the Seas, it is so fast. So fast. My son started gaming on his phone. And I was still, because usually you would get, that if you're in the same area and you're on the same data plan, mm-hmm. It slows down. It didn't even slow down. I was shocked. I was like, this is perfect. It's perfect. I mean, yeah, I'm glad it's coming. I was skeptical at first because if you heard our other podcasts, I basically said, bring it on. If you do it, I'll congratulate you. So far, I'm congratulating. So, it's great. And social media is, it's a next step. I mean, we're seeing so many cruisers now doing what we're doing. You know, it feels really bad as we're the old folk. But
we're the OGs still.
We're the OGs. And we get a lot of people asking us how to do it. A lot of the podcasters out there for cruise lines and everything else, they'll contact us. How do you start? What equipment? All of that. And we give them those tweaks on how to do it. And I love seeing their information and all their stuff that they're bringing to the table. And so, I mean, we're doing it slowly because, you know, this is our little side thing that we do. So we're on TikTok now. We're on, we are already on YouTube. Please, we need 1,000 people. Please just click to say you're going to subscribe. But we're also doing now, what are those shorts? Shorts on YouTube.
Shorts on YouTube.
We're still yeah. Learning that because they're only a minute, kind of like when Instagram came out. They're like, oh, we're only going to do it a minute. Now you could do it longer. I wish YouTube would do the same because then we could share it on every single platform at one time. That's what we do with like sometimes with TikTok, Instagram, the Facebook, all of it. And it would be nice if we could do that with the shorts for YouTube. But maybe in the future.
All right.
We'll see.
All right. Well, that was a long segment.
Well, that was our first segment. Why?
Yeah, I know.
Where are we at?
We're at 32 minutes, 33 minutes, actually.
Wow.
So let's head over to our main show topic, okay? Sounds good.
Let's go.
Right.
I'm eating my cinnamon roll.
He's eating his cinnamon roll. That's right.
It's so good.
It's so good. And he has, what is that you're drinking too?
South Seas. It's a sparkling berry energy drink.
Mm. And it's very nice.
Instead of caffeine, it has vitamin B.
Yep.
It's for our old folk. No, we're getting there.
There we go. There we go.
But you're older than me.
Right. That's right. I will always be older than you. So I'm going to share a little bit about my 7-day cruise on the Caribbean. Wait,
I thought I was supposed to like lead into this. Okay, you got a half hour, Tom. Can you do it? 7 days, Eastern Caribbean, 3 ports, Princess Cay, Thomas, St. Martin, traveling with friends, Nan, her adult children, everybody. Can you do it?
I'll try.
And what ship was it?
The Caribbean Princess and the Caribbean, Eastern Caribbean.
And what type of class ship was that?
That is a...
Did you not put that down?
I didn't write. I don't recall what class ship it is. But it's we'll have to look it up. But it's one of the older ships. And it's
but it had the steakhouse and everything, right?
Yeah, it had Crown Grill, had Sabatini's, and it has Explorer Lounge, all those places. Just a traditional princess class ship. And one of the wonderful things about this ship is that it was recently, of course, during the pandemic, all modernized with the medallion system.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So you had everything that you would find on a royal class ship on the Caribbean Princess. And so that was awesome. So we started day one. We took a red eye flight to Fort Lauderdale, right?
Okay.
I want to bring this story up because it was, I did not expect to have happen what happened to me on this flight. Okay. So we get on the flight, it's 11 PM and everything like that. We're with our friends who've never been to Florida and never been on a Caribbean cruise. And so Nod decided to take her adult children, Charlene and Soupy, with us. And so we're at the airport, we're getting onto the plane, and it's a full flight, of course. It's the beginning of, it's the day before Good Friday, and so it's pretty packed out, right? So we're on the plane, we get our seats, and my wife and I, I have the middle seat, and she has the aisle seat, right? And then this lady that's next to us has the window seat, right? So, the captain gets on and everyone's kind of like, we're tired. We're all kind of tired. We're just kind of like phasing out and stuff like that. And the pilot says, well, we're going to have a flight to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It's going to take so many, 4.5 hours, and we're going to get a good tailwind and things like that. It may be a little bit bumpy over Texas and Louisiana and the Gulf of Mexico, but it should be okay. We should be fine, right? So we're on the flight and then we're going along, and the lady next to us, she goes to sleep pretty quickly, right? And they're starting to serve drinks and everything like that, and you get your drinks and whatever, right? So we're like snoozing off, and and we start hitting the 3 hour mark, right? And remember, the pilot said it's going to be a little bit bumpy.
Oh yeah,
probably. Oh yeah, it was bumpy. It was jiggling upside down. I mean, boom, 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 boom. Yeah, right. Pretty intense, right? The bing bong, bing bong. Everyone needs to have their seatbelt on. All associates, please sit down in your seats. No more service. No, that sort of thing. And this lady next to me. It's getting bumpy. It's getting more bumpy. My wife grabs my hand, and she doesn't complain, but I know she doesn't like it, right? And her hands are cold and clammy, right? Then all of a sudden, the lady next to me is stirring, and she is just going, "Oh, this is bad. I don't like this." And she's from Eastern Caribbean. She's from Montserrat, and so she has this Caribbean accent, and I don't like this. And she starts, she starts crying, Scott. Then all of a sudden, it's jiggling and bouncing around. All of a sudden, she grabs my arm.
Good.
She grabs my arm just like that. Do you feel how tight it is?
Why are you grabbing my arm?
She's grabbing my arm. And now she is crying into my arm.
Well, it's good to be there.
She did not let go for over an hour.
No, that's good. I mean, you were there for her, and that's,
And she's like crying and snotting, and it's going through my shirt, and I could feel it and everything like that. I could not believe it. I could not believe this. And it was like, oh my gosh. And then, this went on for an hour or more, just a little bit more. And I told my wife, and I said, she's still attached to me. Like every 15 minutes, she's still talking. She's crying, the poor thing. And so anyway, after we kind of get into some, you know, good air and starts laying down, you know, we haven't really met. I like to introduce myself. My name is Tom and your name is, oh, Esther. Hi, Esther. Where are you from? That sort of thing. She didn't say a word to me like, hey, I'm sorry I held on to you or anything like that. It was just like, you know, thanks for being there for me. Nothing like that.
Well, that's,
I just thought it was just kind of,
it's all right.
Interesting, weird, and everything like that. I could not wait till I got off the plane, went to the bathroom and changed my clothes. But let me tell you, that was the most interesting thing flight I've ever experienced. Yeah, absolutely incredible. We got there. We went to a place we like to go to is Joe's Cafe. If you've never been there, it's in Fort Lauderdale. Great place to go grab pancakes, waffles, traditional Southern food. Oh, my God. Great. Oh, my gosh. They have grits. They have everything you want and need. A lot of people go there. They know about this place. Absolutely. Go check it out. Joe's Cafe. We went and checked in our room, and then we headed out to Sawgrass Recreation Center. We decided to do something on our day, you know, our day between the cruise. And Sawgrass Recreation Center is in the Everglades, and that's where our brother-in-law, Captain Chuck Fullerton, and he gave us an airboat ride. And do you remember the airboat ride that did?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
So we did the airboat ride many years ago with our family and our Florida family. And this one was, you know, I think we had like 17 people in that one.
Oh, yeah.
It was a lot of people. This one was just the five of us. And Chuck really took good care of us. And we got to see alligators. We got to see some wildlife and learn about the area. And oh, my gosh. When you go through there and all you see is sawgrass. And I can't figure out how he knows where he is or anything like that. But he knows where the alligators are in this massive, massive area of the Everglades. And so we had a really good time and took really good care of us. And I highly recommend going to Sawgrass Recreation Center. And when you book, ask for Captain Chuck and tell him that Tommy and Scott sent you, and he'll take care of you, and you'll have an awesome time.
And then when you're there, right behind where you check in, they have a it's just like a pop-up restaurant. I guess that's what they call them now. But it's been there for years. You have to try the alligator fritters. You have to try all of them. I know you wouldn't, but I did. They were crunchy. They were good. It tasted like chicken nuggets.
I've had alligator before.
Alligator fritters?
Not fritters.
Oh, I've my had God. Alligator before. I had that with your dad.
Oh, well, of course you would have it with my dad. My dad will eat anything.
I noticed that. He was like, oh, you're having that? What is that? Alligator fritters. Ooh, let me have a bite of that. Yeah, they're kind of bland. I'm like, yeah, but they're crunchy. But, I mean, so if you want to try it, they have it there. Also, there they have a kind of like a rescue spot where they have the alligators that get hurt. They also have this massive, huge one that's like ancient, and it's just sitting there because it's so old. They had to bring it into captivity. They have everything there, so you can
they have a preserve.
Yeah, and you can get close up to them, walk around, and you can't pet them. That's in another spot where you could actually wrangle them. I threw my son on it. Maybe I shouldn't have. But that was fun.
Yep.
Oh, wait. Dylan jumped on that alligator, too. Ooh, maybe that wasn't a good idea. But
that's your family for you.
That's my family. So let's get to the ship.
Hey, you know what? One thing. We went and had Jackson's ice cream.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Guys, you gotta go to Jackson's. They make homemade ice cream. They make it right there on the premises. They have about 20 different flavors. Really unique looking place. Check it out. Great food. Check on my social media. You'll see what we had.
You were posting some of that.
Yep, absolutely. So the next day we got onto the ship.
Now let's go over what the Caribbean Princess is. Caribbean Princess is a grand class ship.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's too early in the morning.
That's okay. But
thank you for finding that.
Now, this is something interesting. It was christened by Jill Whedon, in 2004. It was the largest ship in the Princess fleet until 2013, when the first Royal Class Princess ship came out. That would be the Royal Princess. I just want to let you know.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah. So I'm hitting two of them.
See, it's hard to remember some of this, but that's all right. I'm glad you found out that.
And the Caribbean Princess, her class of ships, you have the Star, and you have the Golden, and you have the Grand. But this ship was actually bigger than those. It held a capacity of 3,600. That's why it was the biggest ship until the Royal Class 2013. Yeah. And what's interesting, it was launched in 2003. It is 20 years old this year. It's actually 20 years old as of, when are you going to be on it? Oh, wait, you were just on it. So it's going to be 20 years old as of July 4th.
There you go.
20 years old.
And let me tell you, they're taking very good care of it, and they've... like I said, Medallion Class is locked in on it, and it's running great. So we had a great smooth embarkation, and we had a delicious lunch in the up in the Horizon Court.
I love that.
So here's a tip. Horizon Court has actually an area in the back of the ship, in the aft of the ship, where the barbecue restaurant and the seafood restaurant used to be.
Yeah.
Okay. But they still have the food locations, the serving areas, open during different times, during breakfast, lunch, and dinner. A shorter period of time. But what I like about that area is that it was recently...
You were like starting the salivate right now.
Recently remodeled. And so it has a little bit bigger space, and people don't know about it. So go there for breakfast. The waiters and waitresses are very attentive back there because they don't have a lot of people back there. People just kind of like sit near where the food is in the regular Horizon Court. So go check that out. It's a wonderful area to go sit back and relax. And it's near the aft of the ship where you can just walk straight out and see the wake of the ship. And you even take your food out there, and there's tables and chairs to sit out there and enjoy your meals as well. So check that out. By the way, those barbecue and seafood restaurants are now closed, unfortunately. And the branding has not been removed yet, but it's still a nice area to go check out, and it's nice. It's very modern and updated, so that's cool. The medallions, by the way, and the internet worked perfectly. We had a mini suite, and since I'm now elite, I have
I'm elite. I'm a meat. Hear me roar. Ring, ring, ring.
I'm
doing everything that everybody's saying. Ring, ring, ring.
Yeah. So, you know what's really cool about Elite, besides
I'm four
that,
away.
That. Okay. it's the laundry. It really is the laundry.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. It is the laundry.
Oh, my.
So,
Same thing on Carnival with Platinum. It's the laundry.
Absolutely. So, you got to check that out. So, we had a great fun sail away party, and we had the Isaac beverages. Oh my gosh, so good to have that up there.
Okay, what is the Isaac again?
Isaac is the beverage that was designed and made by Ted Lange, and he was the bartender on the Love Boat, original Love Boat TV show. And so it was a very, very, very nice time to have a very nice way to start to celebrate this awesome cruise. And
are you ready to try the cruise dude drink? I have perfected you are going to send me the recipe. Yes, and then we're going to show everybody,
and then we'll put it up there. We definitely need
there's
to
two of them. One's a spicy margarita,
mm-hmm,
and the other one is a sweet rum. So, because you would like the sweet rum.
Yeah.
And I like the spicy.
Yeah.
So, but it.
I like sweet.
I perfected it. It's ready.
Send it over.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take it with me on the cruise.
It's coming. It's coming.
All right. So, you know, one of the cool things about being on the on any cruise is bumping into old friends. And on the first night, we bumped into friends, Marilyn and George, from our 2020 cruise, pre-pandemic, February 2020. We were on the Sky Princess together, and they were our table mates, and it was exciting to see them. They looked great. They were healthy, so we made plans to meet up for drinks and lunch, and midway through the cruise, but it was so good to see them. And
from where?
Huh?
Where did you meet them before?
Our 2020 cruise on the Sky Princess.
On the Sky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was cool. That was cool to see them. Main dining room service. I'm going to tell you, they stepped it up on this one. We had.
They always do. I mean, we had, really does it right.
We had an excellent waiter and associate server and very attentive. Everything was quickly brought to us. It was, our food was hot. It was just so delicious. And, it's so nice to, when you have, I think we were fortunate because, we just didn't have a lot of people that came to the main dining room, that our server section. So that was kind of, I think, a plus. You know, it's kind of like, you know, when they only have two people over here, three people, four people over there, and you have your five, we had our five, and, you know, I think he had maybe another couple to take care of. I mean, you know, we got a lot of attention, so that was
now really they cool. Have three main dining rooms, right?
So yes.
Everybody's assigned. Now, I have to ask, the best way to do it is probably registering with your Medallion app. Don't expect to go in and say, can I get a room? You're going to wait, aren't you?
Yes. So, obviously, you know, we had dining reservations that I made on Medallion months in advance, what room we wanted to be in, what dining room. I think we were in Allegro. I know it was on floor 6. Just right above the casino.
Okay. And then with that, though, do you recommend people maybe taking a look at the itinerary before and saying, okay, do I want to see shows later or earlier? And then saying, okay, I'm going to go to the early or the later setting.
So we were very fortunate because we had a 5:30 dining time. And so because we had our table already arranged and everything like that and our reservation made, we were just able to walk in. People were standing in line. I don't get why people are standing in line when you can make a reservation.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get at is before we started many years ago, we talked about getting anytime dining. Remember, and that was a big thing. Nobody was doing it. Nobody, and it was easy to get in. Now that's shifted.
Yeah, right.
Have that time.
You want to get that time because you don't want to be waiting in line to eat and everything like that. And
how about the bigger
and you want to have a
have,
huh?
Isn't it also if you have you said that it was sometimes harder if you have a bigger party to get your time, so you have to do it earlier, right?
Yeah, you definitely want to do it earlier. Plus, you know, you want to do some things later on in the night. You want to go see the movies. You maybe want to go see a show. Maybe you want to go to the casino. You know what? You don't want to have that stuff pushed back hours and hours and hours because you got out of the dining room at 9:30 at night.
Well, what if I'm in the dining room. I know some cruise lines do this. I'm in the dining room, but I really want a good steak. Is there a way to get it in the dining room?
Well, here, yes, you can. This is really cool. You're able to order steaks, like what you get at Crown Grill in the main dining room.
Is it the same price or is it actually cheaper?
So it's actually a little bit less expensive. I believe it was like $19 an entree.
But I'm not getting this 7-course meal. I'm just getting the steak.
You're just getting the steak.
Okay.
Yeah. You get the steak and the, you know, mashed potatoes or baked potato or and a vegetable.
And so, but now, when you're doing that, say you're getting your steak and you like it medium rare, would you actually suggest getting it medium, one step down, because by the time it gets to you, just for the travel, it'll be medium,
No. You'll be fine because it's delivered hot to you.
Oh, nice.
So,
nice,
yeah, nice, it's nice. I highly recommend it. And, yeah, do it that way. You know, $20 is nothing for, you know, and the quality is there. And you can actually have that same steak delivered to your room as well.
Now, you're having this person, you were there for 7 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
7 days. So like five or six days, you had the same waiter. Now, I know the gratuity is already built in, but would you recommend giving them a card and something else? Because they were actually serving you instead of the other way around.
Yeah.
Here's your drink. I get a gratuity.
Right, right. Yeah, absolutely, 100%. We always, because of the level of service that we received from our waiter and his assistant was impeccable, and we gave him tens. But we always prepare to, you know, give an additional a gratuity on top of that on the last night. So
now did you go for breakfast?
We went, breakfast was usually, we had two breakfasts mostly. We get they bring in the
Never mind. He's room service.
Room service, you know, where they bring the coffee and the tea in the mornings. And then and then you go, well, maybe I want like some eggs, or maybe I want an omelet, or maybe I want biscuits and gravy, or maybe I want, you know what I mean? It's just like, or I want some fruit. I want to get some fresh fruit. And so, like, I'll go get a bunch of watermelon, pineapple, cantaloupe, and just chow down all that.
How about brunch? Did you ever do, like, the Sunday brunch?
No, we didn't do a Sunday brunch because on this particular cruise, the next day, we ended up in Princess Key. And that's their private area in Bermuda. And we got off the ship and we had, obviously some food, some breakfast beforehand, but we got off the ship like around 9:30 and took the tender to the area and enjoyed we got a wonderful place to sit in the shade in the palm trees and nice loungers, and then just began to relax and go into the water. The water was absolutely beautiful, absolutely gorgeous.
So beautiful.
Beautiful diamond blue water and just, aqua.
Well, they had all the food, too.
So they have a barbecue that goes from, like, 10 o'clock to, 2 o'clock. And so, as soon as it opens, I go over there and I get food and I have, my first round of food and then I have my second round of food because they had like hamburgers, hot dogs, ribs.
Oh, the ribs
chicken.
Are to die for. They're like fall off.
Oh,
and it's the jerky sauce.
So, yeah. So you have to, I kind of like, I went back. I admit it. I went back three times.
See, there you go.
I went three times to the thing because it was there.
See, that's the one thing I like about Princess and some other ship lines is that they have their own islands, and now you get your drinks, you get your food. You do still pay for certain things, but like snorkeling, you don't have to, things like that. But if they have zip lining, maybe that you pay for. But I really like it. It's kind of like a inclusive. Beach hideaway, like a resort. They come, you stay there the entire day. It's not like you're staying for 2 or 3 hours. You're staying the entire day. That's their island.
Yeah, that's their, yeah.
Yeah.
So this particular, for Princess Key, it's not their island. It's an area on the island in Bermuda.
Yeah.
It's a beach area. So it's a beach resort. It's a beach resort area.
Okay.
So, but I understand what you're trying to get to, but there are cruise lines like Disney who have, and Royal Caribbean has, Coco K.
Right. Right.
And they've so that's literally, added to that yeah, yeah, exactly.
They made
and
their island.
I believe Norwegian also has their own island. So yeah. There are cruise lines that own island. But yeah, it's really nice. It's really nice to have an area. So we got off the when we got back to the ship, we went and you have to get cleaned up from all that stuff from the sand and everything like that. But you know what? We felt so relaxed and everything like that. And I was actually we had dinner and then. I was walking around, and I was going. They have a watch shop there on the cruise ship, and went into the watch shop. And
I'm elite.
No, I didn't say that.
No, you are because I see that watch on your hand. I'm elite.
No.
Do you get discounts when you're elite?
Let me tell you. Let me tell you the story.
I'm elite. Okay, go ahead.
So they had. So I knew what kind of watches they had in the watch shop.
Yeah.
But they had an area outside the casino where they had set up a little shopping area.
Oh,
for watches.
Those are
and
so bad.
So yeah, so I went over there and looked at the watches, and they had a watch that was not in the shop. And I said, "Where'd you get that Seiko Presage?" I said, "That wasn't in the shop." He goes, "No, we have some stuff in the back that we're trying to sell and everything like that." Okay, it was a $425 watch. Okay, that's the retail price for it. By the way, this is a thing. If you want to buy some jewelry or watch or anything like that, do your research online before
yes,
you buy.
Yes,
it.
Yes.
You need to know what the retail costs on these things, even though they may tell you it's 500 things like that. You look online. You can find out the online price. Find out what the retail price is. Okay, double check the pricing. Okay, so I knew it was $425 because I was looking for one. I went over there and I look at it and it was for $275. I go, now I've been trying to find one and I know the lowest discount I could find on in stores right around here in our area is around 300 and maybe $30 or $35. Okay, so it's now like almost $50 less, 275, right? So I start talking to the lady. I go, "Well, what's your best price on this?" Because I know they're trying to sell these things, right? I'll give it to you for. I'll take off another $25. Well, now we're down $250, right? I mean, we're now at $250, right? Right. I go, "I'll buy it." She goes, "Wonderful." And she goes, and she knows I had my.
Your elite thing?
Yeah. I got another 10% off.
I am elite.
I got another 10% off. I could not.
Was your wife elite?
Yeah. No, she's not elite yet. She's elite on this next cruise, on the Norway cruise.
So she had the.
So I got another 10% off on this amazing watch. I was ecstatic because it was almost by the time I paid for it, I got a half price. It's amazing. It's a wonderful
deal.
Now,
with the shops, what I love about the shops too is you made mention that it was on the outside of the store.
Yeah.
And during the cruise, there's different sales every single day that these stores have. It might be watches.
Right.
It might be shirts.
Yes.
It might be
gold
on a string.
Yeah, gold on a string. Yeah. And it could be earrings. Earrings yes. are very right. Yeah. Fashion rings.
Oh, and we had... okay, you'll love this question. It came up, and I wanted to do it. It was on one of the princess boards. Mm-hmm. I follow a princess board, not as a cruise dude, because they'll take me off. Because, I'm associated with cruise lines.
Right.
Whatever. I've been doing it longer than you have. So, I laughed at this one. Can you buy, toothpaste on a cruise ship? Do they have, like a CVS store that they have like cold syrup and everything you can get. I had to laugh because nobody knew. I'm like, yes, you have to go to the booze shop.
Yeah.
Nobody understands that. On Princess, if you go to the shop that they sell the booze and the cigarettes, if you go to where the register is, they have a whole wall there of Tylenol, everything you need.
Yeah.
They have it there. So don't worry about, oh my gosh, I'm jumping on the cruise ship and I left my deodorant. They have it on
there. They have it. You can find it. You're going to pay a little bit extra for it. But
you do, but there is a store there.
There is a store there. You can get it.
And you can get
deals. You can get 10% off if you're elite.
Elite. Okay. So you did that. You did that.
And then.
One thing I want. Oh, I'll cover that because I see C-Day. Okay. So Princess K's. Do you have to bring money when you're on the resorts?
Why? No.
Why?
Because you use the medallion.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. You don't have to you don't have to have any cash on you. Just bring your medallion and you pay for your drinks and pay for your gifts and everything like that. So absolutely wonderful. So
let's get to day four.
Day four. St. Thomas. Warm day. We got off the ship early and headed straight to the gondola.
Did they put like lays on you?
No.
Because you are Thomas?
I know. They should worship me because it's St. Thomas.
Did you get a picture under the sign, St. Thomas?
I've got a couple pictures of myself with my name. So we headed straight to the gondola, the St. Thomas Skyride to Paradise Point. Have you ever done that before?
So you could fly above everybody because you are Thomas.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So the views up there are absolutely astounding.
Awesome.
You don't want to miss it. I have video on our Instagram feed of it, and it was so much fun to go up there. They have like little shops to go up there, but you can walk around and get different angles of the view of the cruise port and see your cruise ships. And it's just amazing. We had lunch up there. We had some drinks, moderately priced, really good tacos and sandwiches and drinks and everything like that. And then afterwards we did some exploring around the port area. It's a nice little area to go check out things and see what's going on there. There wasn't a lot of shops open beyond the port area, which was kind of interesting. I don't understand why, but I think that a lot of people were going to the beach areas, and we did not plan to have a beach day because we just had a beach day. But this was more of a shopping day. And, of course, the girls got Pandora charms because when you go into each port, you actually have a way to
get. Yeah, you wrote that on the notes. So let's just cover that real quick. You could get Pandora charms at every single port.
Yeah, and you can, they're specialized just for that port.
Yeah.
And at especially at the St. Thomas one, they will engrave it for you. Which, you know, if you've seen these charms, you know, they were kind of small. So it was kind of cool now to have some. And the engraving was free. You're free.
Now, if you aren't, you know, you don't want to really spend a lot of money, you don't have to get the Pandora charms. You could just get the charms from the diamond markets, right?
Yeah, you can go. There are a lot of jewelry stores. Diamonds International.
They'll give you a free charm.
They'll give you a free charm.
In every port.
Yeah, in every port. Yeah, exactly. But they're trying to get you to buy some other things, too.
Yeah, but your mom used to collect those.
Yeah, I know. My mom loved it.
She'd always give it to you and Pam. Yeah. Here.
Yeah, I know. Get your charm. Go get your charm. Go get your charm. So, St. Thomas was really cool. We went to the Shave Ice place to cool down. It was kind of really warm. Oh, by the way, Skyride, get there early morning. If you don't get there in the morning, pretty close to before 10 a.m., you are going to be standing in line, all right, in the area to get onto the gondola, right? And that line can get very, very, very long. And you can wait up to 45 minutes to an hour just to get on the gondola. So that's a cruise tip right there for you. One more thing. So, I bought another watch for myself. I got this watch. This is a $250 watch, right? I got it for $125.
I'm elite.
No, I got this at the port, outside the port. Not because I was elite, because I bargained this guy. He wanted to sell it to me for $175, right? I told him, I said, I'll give you $125 cash for it, you know? And he said, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. And I started walking out
the
door.
What type of watch is it?
Huh? It's a Seiko it's a Seiko watch, and it's automatic, but it's it looks like the Cartier tank.
Okay.
Okay. Or Tonk, as they would say, the Cartier people would say, Cartier Tonk. But $125, I said $125. So we were kind of mulling around the store and everything like that. I came back to him. I said, well, I'm going to get back on the ship. Have you thought about taking my $125 for the watch? He goes, 100 cash, right? I go, cash. He goes, I'll do it for $125 cash. So, you know, he didn't have to pay, you know, credit card fees to process it.
Yeah.
You know, and he was able to do a deal on me, deal with me, because, you know, it was near the end of the day. And so, you know, I don't know how much money he made. He probably didn't make much money on it. But you know what? I got it for $125. And if you look online, the lowest price you will see, I've seen it online for, is between $150 and $175 online at Macy's. So that's what I've seen. That's how I measured it. So again, use the internet to know what the prices are of these things. So when you go out there and you negotiate with people, you can get a better deal. Even if you could get if I paid $150 for the watch, I still would think it would be a good deal, because I would not have to pay tax and any additional fees on top of it. So I thought that was a good deal.
All right. So let's get, because we're
kind of, I know, yeah, we're getting kind of late.
Yeah, how about let's get to St. Martin.
One more thing. We had a tropical bird presented by Animal Planet, parrots in the piazza on the cruise ship. Got to go check that out. That was pretty unique. I did not expect that. And go check out the pictures that I took.
Oh, they did.
Uh-huh.
So go check them, same again.
Day four, we went to St. Martin, another beach day. And we took a water taxi to the beach, rented chairs, relaxed, perfection, beautiful waters, amazing. I don't know how these third world countries, and I know I'm not putting them down because of the third world country, but they can keep their water clean. How come we can't have beautiful blue waters out in the Santa Monica Ocean? I don't know. Anyway, the kids rented a jet ski and had a blast. We wrapped up the day, got more Pandora charms, dinner at Crown Grill. Let me tell you, Crown Grill is so elevated right now with their cheesy garlic bread, their amazing cuts of meats.
You've already been hooked.
I'm hooked, and I always recommend, don't miss Crown Grill. We're going to wrap this up. Day five and six, we enjoy the pools, the ship, so many places to explore, Skywalker, explore arounds, hit the casino. I won, like, on one bet, on a $1.20 bet, I won $640. I was so stoked. I had so many good things. We had drinks and lunch with George and Marilyn, cruise photos, last-minute purchases, and, of course, more casino time. Let me tell you, it was amazing.
Now on the C day is where you could go get the sea brunch. I know you won't do it because you like your
seafood brunch.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a C day brunch. You're getting your food in your room. So what C day brunch is they have food there that they don't really offer during the whole cruise. It's just on that sea day brunch day. They have great breakfast burgers. They have French toast to die for. So if you're wanting something and you're like, oh my gosh, and it's usually the last day, the last sea day, it's the sea day brunch day, you want to try that out. I mean, it's something to do. And you were talking about the parrots in the piazza.
Mm-hmm.
Discovery Channel. That's
no Animal Planet.
But these companies come out, are the these channels, you know, studios, and they do this all the time with Princess. It's something really, I think.
Princess also has the tours. Jeff Corwin. They work closely with Jeff Corwin.
Yeah,
and actually, if you go to Jeff Corwin's Animal Planet channel on YouTube, you will find some of the things that they do with Princess Cruises, and you know, just search Princess Cruises Jeff Corwin, and you'll find everything that they do. They do a puppies in the piazza up in, when they go to Alaska, parrots in the piazza when you're in the Caribbean. And then they also have, I believe, some Jeff Corwin Animal Planet excursion adventures.
Well, Jeff Corwin Animal Planet, Discovery Channel, also California Science Center for the kids. If you sign your kids up in those programs upstairs, they actually have California Science Center kids programs that they do with them. So they introduce them. And what they'll do is, like the parrots and the piazza and all that, the kids will actually get front row while us adults are in the back. So
yeah, they take really good care of you. I mean, they do a really wonderful presentation. Yes. You cannot pet the parrots. You cannot touch the parrots.
No.
Whereas on the puppies and piazza, you can have some interaction with them. So be aware of what you can do. Take all the pictures you want. They're very cool about that. But be aware of especially with wild animals, what the rules are, and don't give the person that's, I have a parrot at home.
No,
this is not your parrot, and you're in a different environment, and this is their parrot and their responsibility for the health. You have to remember these parrots are being traveled and moved, and not only that, they're seeing thousands and thousands of people every week. So
Also, you went to St. Thomas, you went to Princess Cays, and you went to St. Martin. When you're getting back onto the ship,
yes, sir.
If you're a lady or a guy, you can make appointments to get your hair done and do all of that to go up to the Lotus Spa and to do it.
Yes.
And I would honestly recommend doing that because they're not full. Everybody's coming back, and a lot of people are assuming that everybody else is up there. They're not. You could go, and if you go and you're not signed up with the spa, if you have an appointment to get your hair done or your nails done or something else, you could go in, take your showers, use the jacuzzi, use the thermal areas, and then go get your hair done. So there's things that you could actually do.
On port right days, absolutely, highly recommend it. You'll find discounts. Watch the Princess Patter.
Yes.
They'll announce, hey, come in for a massage for $50 off or something like that, or get your hair done for $100 or whatever it is. So they're running deals, especially on port days. Absolutely wonderful. You know what? Princess took very good care of us. So glad to see George and Marilyn on the cruise. Soupy, Charlene, we had an awesome time, wonderful memories. They were very adventurous with their food. We just had everyone that took care of us, from our steward, our room steward, to our servers. We just had a wonderful time. Entertainment was awesome. Great DJs, great live band. Can't put it down. Can't find anything wrong. Can't find anything.
Well, you had the movies under the stars.
I had all that stuff.
You had the adults only sanctuary.
Yeah, you know what? There's a lot of like little places to go hide out. Let me tell you, the adults area. I'll tell you where the go place to go hide. If you're looking for a place that's really quiet, go up to Skywalker's.
During
the middle of the day, nobody's up there.
Right.
Nobody's up there. And you can sit there and chill and just, wonderful, wonderful place to go.
Now, Skywalker's is where the elite and the platinum, those guys go for
drinks and everything like
that. And where you can put cucumbers on your eyeballs and get really happy.
Yeah, exactly. One other thing for your kids, go check out on deck above 15, 16. 1670, deck 17, on the port side of the ship.
Are you talking the splash zones?
There's a splash zone, and there's also a water table that is pretty cool that your kids would love. So your little munchkins looking for something to do, play in the water. They like water. Check out the water table. I've never seen a water table on a cruise ship. This is pretty interesting.
Now, with the Caribbean Princess, you said that there were some places closed, right?
Yeah, I believe it's called Steamers.
Okay.
Which I believe is the that was in the back of the ship, the aft of the ship off of Horizon Court, and also the barbecue restaurant. I can't remember what the name of it was off the top of my head.
Well, it
but they still, this area is still open. It's just branded, still branded with a branding. But it's, you know, they had remodeled that area for that, for that those things. So, but, you know, it's a very comfortable area. I highly recommend, you know, that's a place to go hang out away from all the crowds.
Well, the Caribbean Princess was supposed to go into dry dock in 2022, but I think because of COVID, it did not.
It did go into dry dock. It did.
2019. It's scheduled to go next year.
Okay,
year.
But they did during the pandemic. They did
a couple into 2019. Yeah, it did go in.
Pandemic was 2020, sir.
Let me check it.
And they added it. They added all the medallion class things during the pandemic. They upgraded to medallion class during the pandemic.
Okay, here we go. This was just updated. This was updated this month. Last time it was refurbished was 2019. Thank you. It's supposed to, yes, you're absolutely right. If you look at the records, it was supposed to go in 2022, the later of 2022. Now it's scheduled to go into the later of 2023.
All right. Well, so maybe
those areas might be getting ready to be.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I'm incorrect saying that.
I was told
that it was upgraded to medallion class during the pandemic.
I mean, but it wasn't okay.
But it was not refurbished.
I'll say that. Yes, it probably was.
That's what they would. Yeah. I don't think it had
a
dry dock. Yeah. Exactly.
Dry dock. Last one was 2019. It was supposed to happen 2022.
Right.
It sounds like what they did is in 2022-23, they did the medallion. They're like, what? Let's just go through.
Because all the cruise ships went through. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway. But I'm going to tell you, we had a really great time taking our friends. You know, it's really kind of fun. We really should do, we should really try to, you know, cruises. If you want to cruise with us, we should, if that's something you're interested, let us know. And maybe in 2024, we'll set up a Cruise Dudes cruise.
Yeah, let us know where you want to go.
Yeah, let us know if you want to do something.
Ship?
The Frienza.
Where?
Frienza, right? Carnival Frienza.
Well, just let us know ship and where.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about it. Well, Scott, we're actually heading out.
Well, this has been a good show. It's
been
for an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, well, you know what?
We're commercial free.
So yeah, we're commercial free.
You figure our shows go an hour and 22 minutes because you have commercials. We have no commercials.
We have no commercials.
We're not bought by anybody.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Nobody gives us any money.
I sure hope. Maybe we should change that.
You know what? We do have t-shirts for sale. Go to our Linktree link, and our pillows are for sale. Yeah, we have places you can buy and support us if you want to do that. We're not really heavy into, you know, hard-handed, you know, heavy-handed. That's what they say. Heavy-handed about, you know, promoting products and things like that. But check it on out if you want a Cruise Dudes t-shirt or a Cruise Dudes pillow. That'd be cool.
So if you're in the vicinity in Alaska in June, August, or in Mexico in July or September, or anywhere we might be cruising.
And if you see us, say hello.
Come say hi.
We'll take pictures. We'll be kissing pictures and taking and signing babies.
Oh, I would love to sign a baby. Wouldn't that be great?
That'd be awesome.
Take a picture and sign a baby.
Yeah. No. Kissing pictures. And signing babies.
Okay, let's do that.
Autographing babies, yeah.
Until next time, everyone, I'm Scott.
And I'm Tommy.
Keep on cruising. Have a good one.
Have a good one.